business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2020-12, Carcelgen Acres.
Mr. Chairman, if I can assist and provide an update on that, and the commission may remember that from our early December meeting where the record was left open to obtain additional information in relation to the history of the lot. Staff have looked into the Carcelgen Acres subdivision, and it originally started off in the 1970s with a much smaller number of lots than exist today, and has subsequently, there's been some re-subdivision in there over the years, and we've counted that there are 74 existing lots in the subdivision, and therefore, in order to obtain the necessary 51%, the applicant would need 38 letters to support their subdivision application. We've discussed this with the applicant, and the applicant has started to collect those letters and has some already, but is not quite at 38, and is continuing to work on that. In the interim, they've requested that this application be withdrawn, and they're going to make a fresh application, and we're going to come back to it in about a month's time. So.
Okay, all right then. Okay, well then we'll move on to our next item, which is subdivision 2020-18, The Woodlands 2.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2020-18 for Woodlands 2 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the coastal area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking lots within a minimum area of 7,500 square feet as permitted in the coastal area. Two, the proposed subdivision will include 33 lots on 16.52 acres. This density is permitted in the AR1 zone. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Four, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Five, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density, single-family dwelling subdivision within the coastal area. Six, the subdivision is consistent with others in the area, including the existing Woodlands development. Seven, the subdivision will not have any adverse impact upon neighboring properties, area roadways, or public facilities. Eight, while there were concerns expressed by neighboring residents of the existing Woodlands development, those concerns are not sufficient to deny this application for the following reasons. A, there was a lot of opposition to the interconnectivity between the Woodlands and the subdivision using Witches Lane. Such interconnectivity is promoted by 99-17 of the subdivision code. In addition, the potential for future interconnectivity is clearly shown on the approved final site plan for the Woodlands. To mitigate these concerns, there are conditions imposed requiring signage and speed bumps, and no construction traffic will be permitted to use Witches Lane via the Woodlands. B, there was a concern about the new subdivision being merged with the existing Woodlands development and its HOA. This subdivision will be an entirely separate subdivision with its own HOA. C, there were concerns about impacts to the existing homes along Yiana Drive in the Woodlands. There will be a 20-foot perimeter buffer within the subdivision in addition to the existing buffer in the Woodlands. With that and the required building setbacks, no new home will be closer than 90 feet to an existing home in the Woodlands. D, there were concerns about poor drainage on this property and how it impacts properties within the Woodlands. Right now, the site of this new subdivision is undeveloped and there is no stormwater management system that exists on it. With the development, the stormwater management system will be designed by engineers and approved by Sussex Conservation District. It will then be constructed with oversight by the Conservation District. This will improve the drainage and the flow of the water not only within this property, but also in how it impacts the adjacent properties. E, there were concerns about traffic on Central Avenue and Bayard Roads. DelDOT is requiring significant improvements to the Bayard Avenue and Central Avenue intersection, including bypass lanes at the entrance to the development and turn lanes at the intersection. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 33 lots within the subdivision. B, Witches Lane shall interconnect with Witches Lane in existing Woodlands. Witches Lane shall interconnect with Witches Lane in the existing Woodlands subdivision. The developer shall install speed bumps along Witches Lane near the common boundary within the Woodlands. This developer shall install no through street signs at the entrance to this subdivision. The location of the speed bumps and the no through street signs shall be shown on the final site plan for consideration. C, the development shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. This HOA shall be entirely separate from the HOA associated with the adjacent woodland subdivision. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. E, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth along the perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain the landscape plan for all these areas. F, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on the entire north side of Witches Lane and along the entire southwestern and southern side of the other unnamed subdivision streets. H, a system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall be provided. I, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. M, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No construction, deliveries, vehicles, or equipment shall enter the site via the interconnectivity with Witches Lane in the Woodlands. N, the applicant shall coordinate with local school district regarding location of a covered school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. O, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. P, the final site plan shall be subject to the subject and review of the approval and planning of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I have one quick question before we, anybody makes any motion or approve. On B, where it says install the speed bumps, so are you saying it has to be more than one speed bump, or just it can just be one speed bump at the intersection, or
it can be one speed bump at the intersection of the existing woodlands at Witches.
Okay, but they could put in tons if they want, but
yes, they, could.
They only require, yeah. Okay, only one. Okay, I just wanted to be clear on that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
I second the motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2020-18, the Woodlands 2. For the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then. Thank you. Ladies.